Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen coming to you as a part of the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. Hey, we have a great guest on today. He's a champion, been on television, done series of martial arts programs on television. He has so many things going for him. He's a author, creator. It's just so much to talk about him. And when I tell you who it is, you'll probably already know that yourself. Today we got Willie Bam Johnson on the call with us, and we're talking to authors and learning more about their books and what they're doing so that we can get motivated as martial artists and really want to move forward. Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Hey, you know me. Better and better. You know, always moving forward. It's great to have you on the call today, and, you know, we've been trying to get together and do something together for the past several years. And so, hey, today is the beginning of us doing something together here. But I just wanted to reach out. I'm excited for you, proud of you, glad to know you. You know, your book is out. So tell us a little bit about it. What's the name of your book?
The name of the book is called The Complete Martial Artist, Development of Mind, Body, and Spirit of a Champion. And this is the second edition. It was out in 2000 by Human Kinetics, the number one sports publishing company, and it made the new author's bestsellers list. And YMMA, Dr. Yang's publishing house, really wanted to release it again, but really focus on kids, young adults, and parents to really help deal with a lot of the issues that I'll young adults are dealing with today. So I'm honored that he decided to do such that.
Wow, that's great. That is great. That's a great topic. Anytime that we can get things out there to help make a connection that we can become better at what we do, and giving parents and teachers and instructors more information on how to do a better job is always a great thing. So, you know, I know you, and there's a lot of people out there that know you, but we're going to pretend that no one actually knows you. So those people that are just tuning in to our program or just getting involved in the martial arts, they can learn a little bit about you. Tell us, how long have you been involved in the martial arts?
Well over 30-some years. Started when I was around 6. I'm 55 now, so that's all I do. Way of life, martial arts.
So what got you involved to actually start that journey?
Well, like many of us, it was Bruce Lee. The book kind of like talked about it a little bit more detail. I would say the PG-13 version. The rated R version is coming out soon, but the PG-13 talks about just how Bruce Lee's life inspired me just from all the negatives that was going on in my household and in my neighborhood. And it just gave me a chance to just tap into something that expressed my creative, energies to really be able to turn some negatives into something positive to become a better person and probably maybe a leader or example for other people.
Well, that's really key. This is what we really need is role models, people that are leaders. And, you know, in the martial arts, we have people that are martial artists, but we really have martial artists that are leaders to be able to do an effective job. I know that you have a martial arts school, and where's your martial arts school? Where is it located?
Our school is in Laurel, Maryland. We've been here for 25 years. I started my first school in the city of Baltimore when I was 17, and since then we've been here in Laurel, right behind City Hall in Laurel, Maryland.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. Okay. Well, what inspired you to become an author?
Well, that's interesting. I always wrote when I was a kid. I believe there's a couple of things we can do to creatively express ourselves and really be able to get out negative emotions, and one is writing. I believe that whenever something comes in your spirit, as a kid, I always wrote it out, drew it out. I've been writing movie scripts and books and articles since I was a young kid, and those things really allowed me to be able to get to know self. And Ron Van Cleef said that, Master Peter Irvin said a long time ago, that if you have something to say, you have something to share. And I think that it's always about putting knowledge out and giving it to people so they can read it. And that's, I believe that's a big missing link in our martial arts industry. Martial art masters, you know, many of them sharing their knowledge through, you know, be it books, through it paintings, whatever it may be. Because other people get the principles of martial arts through other avenues rather than just a classroom. So that's what really got me inspired, just to go to the people, because the people not going to always come to us.
Well, that's one of the things we're really trying to focus on, is getting martial artists to realize that they have a story and really working on helping them communicate it. You know, we just kicked off our publishing company, which is Elite Publications, and our focus is churches, religious groups, motivational books, and martial arts biographies, and helping people realize that they have a story and finding out how that they want to tell a story. And for all of our listeners, if we have anyone out there that's interested in getting involved in the publishing business, want to be an author, then right now we are now accepting clients. We have about six or seven we just cranked up, and we have about eight books on the table that we're working on. And we are working on finding those people that would like to join in with us, and we're going to publish 10 authors in June when we launch the Masters and Pioneers book. So if anyone is interested in becoming an author, then, you know, please let us know. Sir, so when we talk about the martial arts, and I know for me, I have all of my life experience, how would you say that martial arts has impacted your life?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's practically saved my life. I mean, I came up in the martial arts in the early, you know, in the 70s, and, you know, I'm a 64 kid. That's when I was born. So when I got involved in the martial arts, the benefits and values of martial arts really wasn't, you know, visible to a lot of people. And even during that time in the inner city, you had to create what you was doing. And thank God my creativity allowed me to connect to a lot of prominent martial artists like Master Brown, Garcia Davis, Kenneth Parker, I mean, Moses, you know, so many people, you know, in the era of Moses Powell with like Iron Banks and Fred Hamilton and so many other people, Osa Tayari Cassell. And those things allowed me to truly really be able to become a better person through martial arts. I mean, I had a lot of ups and downs, but my goal has always been, once I learned to love myself through the martial arts and express myself, because I believe martial arts is a form of personal expression. That's what Bruce Lee talks about. And you mentioned it. I think you got to dig down inside yourself and find the sifu within and find the dojo within. And it's your duty to let that dojo and that sifu travel into the lives of other people so they can find their dojo and their teacher. And I believe once we do that, then we can help so many people change. And to me, I think the kicks and the punches are the smallest portion of martial arts. I believe it's the philosophy, it's the life skills, but they got to be taught in a manner that's non-martial arts oriented. It's, you know, they say the church is more powerful when it can go to the people. Well, the martial arts is more powerful when we can go to the people. We got to go to the people. I mean, martial arts is so small compared to every other industry, is because a lot of people want the principles, but they don't want the culture. And some people don't want the black belt. They want the principles. And I believe it's our duty as, you know, maybe I am a leader, you know, or a teacher. I like to try to go out because I believe every kid, we can change the world with the principles of martial arts. Every kid.
Exactly right. Well, this is a message that I've been trying to get out through the book, the martial arts masters and pioneers, is that we have to tell our story, and so people can find us. So, you know, you look in the telephone book, you got 25, 30, 40 martial arts schools. What is it that makes you different? And then martial arts has a stigma of fighting, and, you know, if you watch mixed martial arts, and I'm not kicking it, I'm not putting that down or anything like that, but this is what a lot of parents see, and the next thing they think is their kids are going to get hurt in class or something's going to happen, and because they're not educated about what's going on, they see an outcome of someone that's trained and conditioned themselves to be in that type of environment, and not knowing that because they're not educated on what's going on, that can be a turnoff. You know, I think I'll let my kid do football, you know, because I see what I watched USC last night and I saw what happened, but not realizing what it is. So it becomes a part of our responsibility to get out and to educate individuals on what is the martial arts. What is your bio? Tell, you know, so when you think about when you can tell your story, and I know for me getting involved in the martial arts was because I had been bullied all my life, and at the age of 21, I didn't want to get picked on anymore. You know, 21 in those old days, you were a man, so being a man really meant something. There are certain things that you didn't allow to happen to you. So in making that change, you know, that was reason why I got involved in the martial arts. But being picked on all my life, in my day, you were called a coward. Today, we call it bullying. And the impact, because there's so many tools and vices to use towards bullying, you know, it can mean, you know, it's pretty dramatic. I had a tough time, but kids today, there's so many ways that you can be hurt. So I think that's an important, you know, what you just said, that, you know, we have to find ways to educate the communities for kids, for our adults, that we can have an opportunity to show them this powerful tool that we have learned and that we live it by our own examples.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree. I mean, the beautiful thing about the book, it's really the textbook of Point MMA. I mean, I know everybody's, you know, I don't think, you know, I would never put a child in a cage and fight in a cage. But I do understand from, you know, a people standpoint, there's certain things that the everyday people fall in love with, and it's entertaining and it's exciting. And there's certain things that, you know, everyday people, which are the masses, don't really follow that big. And MMA is something never in the history of martial arts that we had something that's so visible and so supported throughout the people of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
And what I got to do as a leader, I got to listen to the people. Take hip-hop music. I mean, it's what the people want to hear. You can hate it and be against it, but what I learned is that how do I go through the message of the people and send
right.
a conscious message that can wake the people up and get them to realize that, hey, there's a better way to do this. And so Point MMA, which, once again, this book is the textbook because people thought that I just came up with Point MMA. I didn't create Point MMA. I just added structure to sparring that I felt as though a long time ago just was never really a structured curriculum for people to grow. I mean, I'm one of those people. I think it was really abusive. And as a parent, I think a lot of the things we did when we told people to bow and spar was almost no different than what you see in UFC. You just had to fight, and hopefully you survived and stayed around. And I just wanted to add some structure to it so people can learn the proper way to be able to spar, and that's what Point MMA is. Many people call it the flag football of MMA. It's for children just to be able to develop their emotional control and their strength. So the book just adds the philosophy to what we do, and that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, I just want to go to the people. I can't stay in my four walls in my dojo and say I'm helping. I got to get out, and I got to go into communities that people don't want to go into. You got to go places where people might, you know, turn away from you when you're talking. But I believe if you drop a pebble and walk away, as Oscar Cassell taught me, and I'm a prime example of it, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. That's what I try
right.
to do in my family. try to do.
Well, that's good. I know you in the 80s, or was that in the world? Well, probably in the 90s, I guess, when you were on the Masters television series.
Yeah, that was a dream come true, too. That was once again, you know, planning and believing in yourself and believing in your goals. But it was WMAC Masters. I played myself, a character I had made up when I was, you know, coming up with this dream. And my son was on there with me, too. And that was a big dream because I got a chance to be on a starring TV show with my hero's daughter, Shannon Lee. So that was an honor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. You know, that was great. So the message that we really want to leave with our listeners today, number one is, you know, check out the book. Where can they get the book?
They can get it. I mean, Barnes and Noble, Target. I mean, never since I didn't publish before, but never have I ever had a book that was published in every place you can go. The book is there. And along with that book, we have a new home training kit, thanks to Carlin West of WMAC Masters, as you speak of her, and Billy Blank mentorship, and Warren Hutlin. We have a new home training kit for kids called Kids Point MMA, 37 skills that will be in stores all over the place in January.
Wow. You know, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot for the martial arts. You've been doing a lot for the community. And you actually, I know you're going to be at Allen Goldberg's event.
Oh, yeah, we do our Kids Action Martial Arts Choice Awards there at Master Goldberg's event in January, exactly.
Yeah, so and everyone, we're going to be also publishing the first martial arts history book that's around an event. And the Action Martial Arts Magazine Hall of Honors is the largest martial arts event in the world. There's going to be thousands and thousands of people coming in for the expo. I think I forgot the number of tournaments that it's going to be having going on, but they're going to be having all types of tournaments, things about 50 seminars going on. So there's just so much to be able to do. So I know you have the Choice Awards. Are you guys going to be doing a tournament also?
Yep, we have the Point MMA Nationals as well as the Kids Choice Awards, which is open to any, I guess it's the same thing that what you guys do to recognize all the masters. I think it ties right back in. We never really recognize those kids that are in our dojos or in our clubs. It's probably be SWAT team members or doing something in the community, young entrepreneurs. Here's the opportunity that me, my wife, and Master Goldberg came together to say, hey, let's recognize those kids that go unrecognizable in our dojos, even our own kids, because, you know, if you run a dojo like I do, sometimes your own kid can't get recognized because to a lot of people it looks like it's favoritism. They need
right.
to still be rewarded, and this is the award show to give them a chance to be recognized by the peers out there because they're the future. So we got to really build them up and hold them up and let them know that we do appreciate what they're doing at their young ages right now. What do you think?
So how would someone actually contact you if they wanted to nominate someone?
They can go to pointmma.com. You can also send me an email at bamskungfu@aol.com, or you can personally call me at my cell phone, 301-455-3997. I'll pick it up, and we can talk, and we can, you know, truly do what we need to do to save the next generation.
Well, sir, I really want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're working hard, and you're working with a true purpose to get some things done. And, you know, that's very evident in everything that you're doing. You know, you're that breed of martial artist. You know, you're at that point in your own life that you get it. You know, you now understand it, you understand how, and you understand the why. And like I said, you know, for me and our organization, I truly wish you the very best. And if ever there's anything that we can do to support you, then, you know, hey, just let us know. We definitely will, support your efforts, because we see how hard that you're working and how hard that you're trying. Everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network, and that's the same name of our book. Don't forget, you can go online and nominate your martial arts hero. This year, we're excited to announce we're going to be featuring Chuck Norris. So we're going to be honoring Chuck Norris this year. Every year, we have been honoring those pioneers in the martial arts. And so this is a phenomenal year. It's going to be in Vegas. Vegas is going to be June the 27th and 28th in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel. Go to our website, which is www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and nominate your martial arts hero. You know, tell the story. The stories are so important. This is the way we make changes, because we need that foundation of people that have already been there, done that, and can help us to create the shortcut, but to be able to maximize the knowledge, understanding, truth, loyalty, faith, all those things that we need to have as martial arts instructors. Everyone, hey, be blessed, and I'll see you the next time.